I'm going to talk about who the wisdom, the world wisdom versus the wisdom of God. Who? The world wisdom versus the wisdom of God. Now, I read some of this, but I want to pick up and reread what I read Wednesday night. And that's 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who God has is made unto us what? Wisdom. Y'all, can y'all read? Who of God is on the screen? But of him ye, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. The fact that you of him, you are in Christ Jesus. And God made Jesus our wisdom. That's what he's saying. Then he said, he also made him our righteousness and also made him our sanctification and also our, he is our redemption. Why did God do this? Well, you're going to find out. Let me give you another scripture where Satan didn't know, and what he did, it says, we got 1 Corinthians 2:6. That's the next chapter over, 1 Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit, we speak the wisdom of God among them that are what? Perfect or mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that comes to what? Naught, come to nothing. That's what naughty is, me. Come to nothing. Comes to nothing. No. But we speak what? But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We talked about that Wednesday night. A mystery is what? You can say it's a secret. The Jane Moffat translation says, called it divine secrets. It's a secret. In other words, something a secret I mentioned of night now. If Adam and I know something that y'all don't know, that's a secret. See, y'all don't know it, but we know it. Right, Adam? Amen. If I'm letting Adam hold $1,000, see, y'all don't know it, but he knows. You want a whole thousand? Okay, I thought so. I bet you I got some more on to get in on the secret. Amen. But it's a secret, and it's a mystery. And notice what else it says. Because boy, this is good. I pray you're ready for this. This is so good. That's why I'm taking my time doing it. Because the Holy Ghost gave it to me. Never taught wisdom like this before. I heard it taught, but I want y'all to listen. It's a secret. Even, what is it? Hidden. Notice it's hidden wisdom, which is God ordained. Notice it's hidden. Now, give me Ephesians chapter 3 And let's pick up at verse 5. Give me Ephesians chapter 3. We're coming right back there, right back to where we are. This, like I said, this is good. This is 3:5. Back up at verse 4. Let's see what verse 4 says. Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, in the secret. See, the thing about it, you can understand the mystery, the secret of Christ. You know why? You know why? Because Christ is in you. And see, you need to not just let it be some religious statement or just something you say like a parrot, probably on a cracker. When you say Christ in me, that should have an impact. It's, I know who's in me. Okay? So what about you? When you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Keep going. Which in what other ages were not made known unto the sons of men. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That who? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Keep going. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gifts of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who is less than the least of all saints, is grace given. That I should preach among who? The Gentile, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Okay, give me one more. And to, there, here we go now. Here we go. And to make all men see. Ooh. To make how many? You see, when it makes a statement like that, it's talking about mankind, all men, women, boys, and girls. That's what it's not just talking about the male species. It's talking about all mankind. And to make all men see what is the fellowship, then a fellowship there, everybody can see what's their part. That's why you have a problem when somebody make a large, the Lord would say, I want you to believe me. So he didn't ask you to do it yourself. You act like he asked you to do it for yourself. $40,000 ain't no big money. You just got a small mind. That's what it is. If somebody say, I'm going to give you $40,000, I guarantee your mind will change. I guarantee you'll change. You won't grumble one bit. You'll say, glory, where it is? Where is it? And see, God wants you to see, to make all men see, glory to God. What is the fellowship of this mystery, this secret? What is the fellowship of this secret? What is it that you, when we all do our part, there's no struggle at all because there's a corporate anointing get involved. I make mention of this. Woo! Holy Ghost. He's that stuff running around in me. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, he. Ha!